stay on the path, saith the Spirit of grace. For I've called you to an expertise in the Spirit that no man can accumulate or come to except they spend time in my presence and stay on this path. Further than and of much more of an expertise than a surgeon that would operate with meticulous detail to bring forth or to extract. I've called you to be a people of extreme focus, to be laser focused. This is the entrance through intimacy in my spirit. Stay in this place. For more baptisms of my love will come to you. And your greatest testimony one to another will be, I'm falling in love with him to an intensity that I cannot describe with mere words. Know this, that out of this baptism will these things be birthed in the earth. Mahale aris kotere kirisi, viriapiate itiatsu tava kreske pa muskete. As easy as you live and breathe, saith the Spirit of the Lord, that which is now does not typify the ease by which all these things will take place. The realm which I showed to some will be magnified to all that will stay on the path, saith the Spirit of the Lord. But know this of certainty, that no man will enter that place, male or female, unless they pass through this place of intimacy in seeking my face, saith the Spirit of the Lord. There will be no surrogates in the Spirit, no second hand passed down. Man must touch me, though they're an army of corporate and many. Each one in that army must touch me face to face, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Makarese, bedekadese. Do not be an observer. Do not sit on the sideline. Do not hear the reports of one coming to a place of knowing me in intimacy and love and more peace, and only appreciate what I can do for others. What I do for one, I do for all, says the Spirit of the Lord. I just want you, says the Lord. As you cry out unto me, I cry out unto you. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Well, it's one of these mornings where I'm prepared, but only in the spirit. And I'm just listening. Because he wants to do something very, very powerful inside of you. And I think that he's probably going to end this service with me just praying for people. So it doesn't matter to me at these times which direction he goes, but to follow him. Now, we'll tell you this, and I'll just tell you this as honest as I possibly could, and why wouldn't I be my hands on the Bible? I'm standing in the pulpit. As I sit in my times of prayer, or when I'm walking in the room that I'm in and I'm pacing back and forth, I can tell you this, as sure as I stand and live and breathe and have my being, as sure as I would say that I know anything, I would die for this. If you said, if it's anything different, I would tell you that I'm willing to give my life for the testimony of this. But the moments that I'm spending in intimacy with him in presence, there's a continual resounding echo coming from him of the closeness of what we're about to receive. I can't get away from it. It's like a comet coming to earth. I can tell you this with all my heart, and I'm not over dramatizing. When I'm looking into him, And sometimes I see him looking straight back at me. But the testimony that he's giving to me is that this thing has been delivered and given, and it's headed towards us. It's headed towards us. If you don't know what I'm talking about a presence, an outpouring like you and I have never seen on planet Earth. That which now is, as in regards to what we feel, even present tense, won't even begin to touch it. The presence that will envelop not only this house, but will follow you home if you're part of it. Change your life. Absolutely change your life. But what he's after, more than anything else, is the harvest. Makarese kerese diato. Mode kelese diate. Mande kerese diate. Badete di. Bola kate. I want to interrupt your life, says the Spirit of grace. Costly, yes, but rewarding beyond measure, says the Spirit of the Lord. For those who have ears to hear, these things will mean more to you than the very breath that you breathe or the life that you live. For you to give the last of all of everything that is necessary to make this final turn in the Spirit is what I'm asking of you. Some will say, I don't even understand that, because they're not close enough to understand. But for you who have ears to hear, you understand and know this, that what I'm asking of you is the last of everything that you can pour into me concerning your life, in time spent, offering up of your body, and any ambitions in this life that would not reflect the fullness of everything that I'm asking. I'm calling you to give the planet something that it has never seen since the book of Acts, says the Spirit of the Lord. Maha kadeseti. Munde kadeseti diatala. Meha fukiete, yes. And the enemy will come to a group like you often and accuse you of not interacting well with the rest of the body of Christ. Show them love. Show them appreciation. Show them all these things. The enemy will accuse you of not being more involved. But I say unto you, I've not called you a place of pride, but your time is so precious. And in between, very little can be done with interaction with anyone who is not tied in to the things that I've called you to, says the Spirit of the Lord. Makares etiete. Mala elefrande eskimato deskete. The final commitments. Final commitments in these hours are laid at your feet. For many do not understand this. For they say, I know I'm a Christian. I know I'm Spirit-filled. I can't give more. But I say unto you, those of you that have ears to hear, yours is now the time in which I've called you. This is your heyday. This is your high time of birthing. For the men and women that will still the hours and continue to seek my face and pray and look unto me, the first thing that I will deliver to you, understand this, is an agape such like you've never felt before. These are the winds of revival, says the Lord. Do not measure this only as if it's something happening to you. This is in turn happening to all those who are spending time. The first reflection in my face is an agape, a love for me, and then a love for others like you've not felt before in the past, says the Spirit of grace. Mola kare sekeritiete. Ma oferece, biate ofrende e diete, matiete. Where's revival? Where's revival? Where's revival? Says the hearts of many. Do you not understand that I had to pool and put together a group who would segregate themselves? Yes, if there's any such thing in the spirit of segregation, it's not in racial, red, yellow, black, or white, but it's those in the spirit that will separate themselves to a place where their total focus and their life spent is to birth the thing in the earth that I've called them to do, which is revival, says the Spirit of grace. For many of you, you have not realized who you are and your importance. But these things are changing. The wind is changing. Revival is here in this measure, that I've separated your minds, that you are not like in your thought processes most of the body of Christ. This does not put you in a position where I love you more, but it does put you in a position where I can communicate to you more and share more of my heart, says the Spirit of grace. Mokarese kiridieta. Me atiofra des ki mende diato le kristete. Jesus. Jesus. Yes, sir. The last part of what he said. Many of you will begin to encounter supernatural dreams and visions that will multiply. Those of you who do not have a place where, I just heard this word, I've got to say it, the flakiness of the flesh can get a hold of you. Those of you that have brought yourself under subjection to my spirit, and that is many of you, I'll come to you with dreams and visions and even visitations. Visitations by my own self to you in the days ahead. For the purpose of not your glory, but the Father's glory in and through you. Let's see if I can find this. Because I see him bringing it up. I recently did a letter, but it was on the Declaration of Independence. But the last line of the letter, the last line of the declaration, was the thing that was the anchor. And these 56 men that penned this, after they had penned it, they were going to send it off. And they knew this. They knew this, that it was all or nothing. It was, if the colonists did not win the war, every one of them was going to be executed. It's like signing your name to your own death warrant. But this is what the last line is that they wrote. And for the support of this declaration, in other words, what backs this up, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, meaning we look to God, we mutually, these 56 men, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. In other words, they had skin in the game. They had skin in the game. Now, you can sit in a congregation like this, and not everybody, and I'm not accusing anybody, not everybody's got skin in the game. But once you put skin in the game, it means something to you. Nine of these men that signed this went on to be killed in the Revolutionary War. Five of them were caught and tortured. Some of them lost their sons. In other words, it cost them something to declare their freedom. It's costing us, but we're encouraged by the Holy Spirit that if you'll do this, if you lose your life, you'll gain it. But it's going to have to cost us something. What is the cost? Time spent giving ourselves over to Him. For the what? Well, I've heard that all these last several years, I know, but we're in the home stretch now. We're in that last little bit that He's saying, come on over, come to this place. Don't let any excuse, don't let work, all those things are good, wonderful. Don't let any of the things of this life, for those of who have ears to hear. In other words, if you're close enough to help bring forth this in authority, He's looking to you for the purpose. Okay? Follow the pictures. Follow what He says. Now let me see if I can find this. This was sent to me recently as a reminder. Nope, that's not it. Okay, here it is. Here's a prophecy that came to us. The title was, Your Hope Must Be in Me Alone. In my plan for your life, it is important that you decide now that there is a cost. There's no price that can be paid for your willingness to obey me. In other words, no price too much. That you give up everything and that you make that determination now. Today it is important that you make the determination at all cost. At all cost you will follow me into your calling. That you're willing to not let offense or hurt or wounds or lack or persecution or tribulation or nakedness or peril or the sword stop you from believing in me and in believing that I believe in you enough to lead your steps. This is what I'm asking of you today. There's more. I might read more in a moment. What He's saying is this, at every juncture, no matter what comes, He's asked us to bypass it and go beyond I'll tell you what, in the last 25 years, see, when we came back from Tulsa in 1997, and I told Candy, this is it. See, I'd already been to Bible college, already sat in front of the doctors, I'd already heard those who could speak fluent Hebrew and taught the Greek, and I'd already heard the message of praying in tongues, but there was no life. And I came back, I said, this is it, Candy. This is a true walk into the everything that we want in God. This is it. She had heard me say, this is it before. And she didn't scoff me, but inside, by her own testimony, she thought, okay, we'll see what happens. But she got on it with me just as strong as I did. That was the beautiful part. So this that I said was it then, 25, going on maybe 26 years later, I haven't slowed up. If this was a fad, I'm on a long stretch of it. A long stretch. But in that time, listen to me, those of you watching, in that time, it did cost, and it's still costing, and it's costing you. What's the cost? He says this, at all cost, you will follow me into your calling, and that you're willing not to let hurt or offense. Do you know how many times, listen, in 26 years, that the opportunity Oh, you got a free pass. No, no, no. Do you know how many times in the last 20 or in the last 26 years of the opportunity for me to believe a mirage? You know, a mirage is, you know, the guy that's in the desert, he believes that's water up there until he gets there, and it's not. Satan can put together enough facts that he will eventually begin to cause you, if you allow him. All you've got to do, listen, those of you that are watching, all you've got to do is just to take in one part of it and don't get rid of it. Your pastor said this, your leadership, the leadership in Tulsa said this, you know, or what did they mean by that, or how? And then Satan will send another report. If you've been here 10 years, you have had multiple opportunities to get mad at me and see me in a different light and walk out and figure he's okay, but he's off in this and he's off in that and he's off. That's called offenses. And usually that takes, I've seen preacher after preacher after preacher after preacher after preacher come, and I'm not bragging on myself or Jim Martin or Gary Carpenter, but I'm telling you what it boils down to is the dying of death, to where that you say, I know in my spirit I'm sold on this, and the cost, I don't care what, even when Satan is standing right beside you in the night and accusing your pastor or accusing your brethren, you don't believe it because you say, God, you solidified in something inside of me so strong that when I am in the spirit, something says this is the way of truth, and it's not just the way to get me to heaven. I'm going to go to heaven. That's not what I'm after. I'm after an explosion. When I step out at 5 o'clock in the morning or 5:30 and I look over here and I declare the glory of the Lord and I feel angels, I can feel those angels, and I'm speaking and I know those angels are helping us. Folks, there's going to be a baptism of fire in this place and glory so strong that you're not going to be able to stand it in the days ahead. The parking lot is going to be full. We're going to have a huge horse trough out there, and we're just going to be baptizing them by the dozens every week, every week. The blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak, the dead will be raised, the demoniacs will be set free. Why? Because we're on a walk that Satan hates more than anything else. Listen, we've had opportunity, and I say this, I don't say it with tongue in cheek, I say it with absolute respect for anybody that's doing it. It's just not our call. Our call is precise. It's like a surgeon, it's like a neurosurgeon having only that known throughout the world. This is the greatest surgeon in the world. If you want to have this particular surgery or brain surgery, only this man or this woman can do, because they know the brain so well. Top of their field. I don't say this tongue in cheek, but so many have come and gone and they've wanted to start feeding programs, clothing programs, this, that, and the other. That's fine. That's wonderful. That's not our call. Well, can I start one in the midst? No, you cannot. Because we are here for one purpose, and that present tense is to pray in a revival that the rest of the church doesn't know at this present time, with signs and wonders following. And we want to give you we don't want to get just the least. Listen, you can get just the least, a percentage, a half a percentage off, and it will skew you going into the fullness. This is our call. Well, Pastor, I believe we need to do, listen. I'm not mad at you. I love you. I want you. But if you feel that way, you have to find some place that will fit your call. Because this is our call. Praying, seeking God, believing for something that has not yet been. But we know with all of our hearts, it is in the Word of God. And God has told us, receive this outpouring. Well, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to get past offenses. You're going to have to get past hurts. You're going to have to get past wounds. You're going to have to get past lack, persecution, tribulation, lack. Yeah, lack. I'd call Gary Carper and say, Gary, there's $100 in the bank. He goes, let's see. He'd make fun with me. You know,
He wouldn't cry with me. He'd say, look, okay, this is your worldwide, now I'm not talking about recently. I'm talking about times. You're a worldwide ministry, right? You're on the internet. You got a, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got $100. Yeah, yeah. Don't you think that the devil's trying to stop something? You know, I talked to him and Dave. Listen, nobody that ever got there without a fight. Nobody. And he's called us to a place where the further we go, the more narrow it gets. I'm not talking about you spending all day long. Listen, not even Jesus spent all day long in prayer. Not even Paul the Apostle. But you've got a call, and you're supposed to be spending your amount and birthing this thing. We can't get off in any way. I love this country. You know that through this pulpit and through that camera, there's been a lot of strong things said that in a lot of pulpits, except maybe Jim's or Tulsa's, that might not be said concerning our nation, concerning politics at times, although it wasn't politics we were after speaking the truth concerning those who would stand or not stand. But I'll tell you this, now listen, I'm going to be just as strong as ever before about speaking the truth. And I'm going to encourage you in days ahead, I'm not going to tell you who, but I'm going to encourage you who to vote for. We stood up, we called our senators, we did everything in the natural we were supposed to do. But listen, even in that, in this stretch, this is a spiritual kingdom. It's not a natural kingdom. Till Jesus comes back, there will always be evil in our government. There will always be, we want, hopefully, I mean, it'd be real nice if a gavel was taken out of a certain person's hand next year. That'd be really nice. But there's always, there's never ever going to be a time where it's going to be apple pie and good and only we're going to only have, there's going to be chaos and fighting. I remember that prophecy that Kenneth Hagin said. Now you can claim America, and I don't know where, now here's the thing, the Antichrist comes into being no matter what. That's the word. You can't, that is going to happen in the world somewhere. That doesn't necessarily mean we don't have the strict details of how far or how less America will have fallen. So there's a margin of hope there that we can continue to fight for our kids' future all the way up to the end. But there's always going to be a fight. There's always going to, you can't, for us the revivalist, that can be at our peripheral and we can fight that. But if you think that we're going to get into some main line, that can get you off in that 1 or 2 degrees as much as anything else, as much as trying to feed the poor. Somebody, man, the Catholics are feeding the poor here. That's wonderful. But they can't raise the dead, and I don't know if their priest is even born again. We had elders that came from the Catholic Church, and they said, when I was there, I was not born again. I was going to hell. I came here. I got born again. But you can feed the poor without being born again. You can care for people without being born again. But you can't have this revival without staying on a perfect track of prayer. And even if you get, listen, why do you say these things? Because as time goes by, get closer, we'll get closer to 22, there's another election, as closer we get to 24. Listen, I'm not against the prophets. I love those guys. I don't know all of them. Even the ones that missed it, I never bashed them. I still believe they're men of God. I think some of them got ahead of God. But listen, as it gets closer to those kinds of elections and those things, listen, as far as I know, I don't stand corrected by the Lord in any of how strong I stood in the election. I don't stand corrected. But I did learn some things. And if you didn't learn anything, then you should have. What I learned is this: stay in the Spirit, but don't get distracted at all. Don't get distracted at all. Because our call is not, it can affect the nation, but it's not politics, and we never made it that, and it's not world events, but our call is to see a spiritual outpouring. In that, you'll stand up very strong and very vehemently against unrighteousness. You will, but you can't get off at all, because you got to stay on your knees. You got to birth it on your knees. Some people say, well, and you'll know who I'm talking about, he's about to be, go right back into office. Come, listen, stop it. Stop it, okay? Stop it. I'm not saying it can never happen. I'll be the greatest, I'll be just as happy as you, but stop that. Stop, don't, get. Keep your eyes steadfast on him. There's a lot, still, you know, the biggest thing was that cascade of conspiracy theories. That just had everybody up in arms. Every day there was something new. And I'm just using that as an example. We are called to stay on a track like nobody else's business. Hallelujah. And for the last few minutes of this service, I know I've just been exhorting and prophesying the mind of Christ. Harry, can you come and just, let's just worship. I don't know that we'll do anything else but worship for a little bit. Unusual 4th of July, right? But wonderful. Hallelujah. You can sit or you can stand. Jesus. Let's all begin to worship together. Hallelujah, Jesus.
There's no other like you. 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 There's no other like you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Dave used to say, I remember I was just thinking about it. He used to say sometimes it's good to just to have a place to give your body to and a commitment to where you're going. So would you guys move this and put it up there? I'm just going to ask you, those of you that are, obviously those that are watching, you'd like to do the same. Maybe you'll stand in your living room or with some people wherever you're at, but let's all stand together and that part of that line that I read, that we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our honor. That's the commitment that those men made. For us who are on this walk into revival, our commitment is not just to the Lord, it's to one another. So I'm going to ask anybody that feels, and that's any and all of you that want to just come and just stand, just to give your body as a commitment to this call. Hallelujah. Worship you, Jesus. We're just going to stand here and worship the Lord a little bit. Let Him touch your heart. Let Him touch you in only the way that He can. Worship you, Jesus. Lead us, Harry.
There's no other like you. There's no other like you. There's no
as the Lord leads, but every one of you are here on your own seeking the Lord, and let Him just talk to you, just let Him magnify Himself to you. Father, I pray over everyone standing here. The power of God will circumvent their life, their marriages, their homes. If they're an individual, a single, Lord, wherever they're at, the life of Christ will permeate them in a way in which, Lord, the same witness that I testified of today, that, Lord, that I keep looking unto You and You keep testifying to me of what is coming. This witness will grow so strong that it'll be, Lord, an epicenter of life inside of them, a peace,
that'll pass all understanding. It'll push out doubts and fears and torments. Jesus, you're so wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just wanted to pray over you guys. I know you've been recently in transition. I know that in the natural, but I just want to pray and speak life and blessing. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, release your grace over them. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. For I have not left you barren, says the Spirit of the Lord. But much birthing has taken place in the Spirit. You felt at times, even though living on the outskirts of where nothing physically was taking place, yet you did more, the both of you have done more in the Spirit than many that were located in a particular locale. So know this, that all those things that you've heard of in your spirit and desired will be made manifest to you in your locale, in your place, and in your family, says the Spirit of the Lord. Meharo kerese. Monde kerese kerese keredie. Itiakoro sete. Even as you bypassed offenses and decided to take the higher road and to take the place that you knew was described by my spirit, says the Lord, that I'm leading you into places. Watch out, because your ministry together will take off in the days ahead in places that you never thought possible, says the Spirit of the Lord. Well, Father, we bless them. We bless them, Lord. Your hand, your visitation upon them. Thank you for it, Father. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He cut us so look at his state. Father, we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for their visiting today. We bless them in the spirit. God, thank you for this marriage that you brought together. We pray, oh God, by your spirit, that great and mighty things will be manifest in the days ahead. There will be a healing from the past, and hurts and wounds, things that were there from days gone by, that nothing will be left once all of this is done and manifest. We bless them, Lord. We bless them on their journey. We pray that they will place inside of their hearts this resolve that no cost is too great to walk into this fullness. We give you all the praise and glory. We bless them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we glorify you. Just lift him up, people. He's, even if I don't particularly just pray for you, he's on you right now, every single one of you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. He's so proud of you for standing here and making a commitment to follow him. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it to him.
I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Well, I feel like I've been to church. How many of you feel like you've been to church? Amen. You got something good. Hallelujah. Celebrate the day. Celebrate the day. Amen. As brothers and sisters, and hallelujah. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Glory to God. We're so glad for every one of you that came this morning. Give somebody a great big hug as they're leaving today, and bless everybody. We love you. All those who are watching, have a wonderful 4th. Be blessed. Amen.